It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
You therefore must be perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Let me share with you a story that happened to me many, many years ago. My study was located in a storage room, or what was supposed to be a storage room, directly behind our home. It was a very small room to begin with, and once I put my books and supplies and machines in it, I could hardly turn around. It was really too small, but it was the best we could come up with at the moment, and I had to bear with it until better days came along. One day I was having one of those days when everything seemed to go wrong. You've had them, I know. We all have. It was a day when I wished, and most folks around me wished, that I'd stayed in bed. My desk was covered over with matters that needed my attention, correspondence was lagging, and there were other matters pressing. Well, I was sitting in my study, half mad at myself and half mad at my lack of space. Then, without knocking, in came my son, Timmy, and proceeded to sit down behind me. I started to turn and tell him there wasn't room for him in the study, but I waited, for I knew that if I spoke at that particular moment, I would be harsh with him. So I went about my work, listening as he began taking paper from the wastebasket and books from the shelf. He nearly lit a fuse when he spoke. "Daddy," he said, "do you have a pen?" Well, I reached into my pocket and gave him my pen. I then tried to continue my work, but it seemed that every time I turned around, I bumped into him. So, my temperature rising, I turned to scold him and send him back into the house, and upon turning, I was stopped cold by what I saw. Timmy had laid out before him some old papers he'd taken from the trash can, some of my books from the bookshelf, and with a pen in hand, he was marking on a sheet of paper. He'd made himself a makeshift desk that was in something of a mess. Now, most of the time when Timmy wanted to know what I was doing out in the study, I told him that I'm studying. I looked at him there. He paused for a moment and looked up, and after thinking for a few seconds, he began to write again. "What are you doing, son?" I asked him. He looked at me in the eyes only a son can do, and then gave me his answer with a little grin on his face. "I'm studying, Daddy." Well, I didn't say anything else to him. I turned back around and pretended to go back to work. But I didn't do much work for the next few minutes. I just sat there thinking about how proud I was of my son. It made me feel just as big as a man can get to know that my son wanted to be like me to do what I do. Then a greater truth came to me. My Creator was telling me that this was really what he wanted from me. He wanted me to be like him. I still think about that often, how good he must feel when we act like him, do what he does, act like we are one of his children. Wouldn't it be a good world, I say to myself, if we wanted to be like him as much as Timmy wanted to be like his father? It sure would.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.